Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
So, have you heard when he's coming?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, maybe he'll come next week.
Well, he might do.
Nick does know that we don't have an assistant manager, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, he knows that. And to be honest, he didn't seem that bothered.
Well, good. So there's nothing to worry about.
I hope not.
Yeah, everything's fine. And as you say, the sales are good at the moment, so I can't see what can go wrong.
Oh, Jim, don't say that.
So was your mum all right about you leaving the cafe?
Yeah, believe it or not, she was. She's got Petra working there now and she likes her.
I'm amazed she didn't try and stop you.
No, she was absolutely fine about it all. I must admit, I was terrified of telling her, because, as you know, she's always wanted me to work there full time.
I know. I just can't believe that she's happy with you working here all the time.
Well, she is.
Maybe she's not bothered now she knows you're going off to uni at some point.
Penny, that's just what I was thinking.
And I suppose it's best she gets someone new in now, rather than wait until you've gone.
Yeah. But hang on, I haven't got in yet.
Oh, I know, but you will. So has Michael definitely told you that you can work in the shop full time?
Oh, yeah.
Did he mention the assistant manager's job to you?
No. Why? Did he ask you?
Well, no, not really. But I know they're still looking for someone.
Did Tina try for it?
I don't know.
You get on with Tina now, don't you?
Yeah, she's all right. I like her.
No one else does.
No, I know that.
Have you heard from Debbie?
Yes, and she's doing very well. She gets a lot more money now, you know.
Oh, she'll need it. She travels by the ferry every day.
Well, if you get into Southampton Uni, will you commute?
Yeah, I suppose I'll have to.
Well, I hope you get into... What was the other one?
Winchester.
Yeah, I hope you get into there. Because if you do, you can live in halls. You'll do that, won't you?
I suppose so.
Oh, Amy, it'll be fun. Because you'll make tons of new friends. And, dare I say it, you might even meet someone. Amy, was that your stomach?
Yeah, sorry. I missed breakfast.
Oh, you're not on a diet, are you?
No, I was just in a rush this morning. That's all.
Helen, they're back.
Who's back?
The lot from Bath. They've just come in.
Oh, that's good. And how many are there this time?
There are six of them.
Oh, that's great. But please, Connie, no freebies this time, okay?
Okay.
Well, we'd better go and see what they want.
Oh, don't worry, Petra's with them.
Is she?
Yes. And it was funny, actually, because when they walked in, well, you should have seen Petra's face.
Why?
Well, she sort of looked surprised.
Oh, well, maybe she recognised one of them. Wasn't there someone before that came in and one of the customers thought she recognised them?
Yes. Well, I think so, but I don't think it's the same person.
Oh, well, we can ask Petra later.
But Helen, don't get too excited. I'm sure there isn't any more famous in there.
How do you know? There might be.
Right, Jim, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Do you have to go now?
Yes, this is the only time I can see the guy.
Yeah, but what if something goes wrong and I need to contact you?
Nothing will go wrong, but if you do need to, just phone me. I'll make sure I have it on.
Yeah, and what if Nick Patterson turns up?
He won't. But if he does, just text me.
Right, OK. I'll see you later, then.
Yeah, I should be about an hour. Maybe two at the very most.
OK. Well, see you later, then.
It's nice to see them again, isn't it?
Yes, I like it when the same people come back. It means we must be doing something right.
Of course we are. I wonder where they stay when they come over here.
Oh, I don't know. But then they might not all come from Bath. One might actually live here.
I thought you said they were from Bath.
I said a couple of them were talking about Bath last time.
Well, I think we should ask them.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, Petra can. She'll say the right thing.
Excuse me. Can you let Michael Rosebery know that Nick Patterson is here, please?
Oh, yes, of course. He should be in his office. Do you want to come through?
No, it's all right. I'll wait here.
Jim, where's Michael? I can't find him anywhere.
Ah, he's gone to Ryde.
Ryde? What's he doing there?
Well, he's got a meeting with someone.
Well, he needs to get back. Nick Patterson is here and he's asking for him.
Oh, crikey. Ah, OK. I'll contact Michael then. And you go make Nick a nice cup of tea.
What shall I say to him?
Just say Michael has a meeting with someone and he'll be back soon.
Oh, thanks. Why can't I contact Michael and you deal with Nick?
No, I think you'll be better doing that. So go on and hurry up. Oh, and give him a piece of cake or something.
What do you mean he's not here?
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but he's at a meeting at the moment. But he'll be back soon.
So who's in charge then? Who makes the decisions then when Michael isn't here?
I'm not sure.
So if there was an emergency, who would you turn to?
Well, we'd contact Michael.
I see. And does he attend a lot of meetings during the day?
No. Well, I don't know. But I don't think so. He's normally here.
Well, he isn't today, is he?
Would you like a tea or coffee?
No, thank you. I'll go and have a look around the shop. Oh, and please let me know when he arrives, OK?
Yes, of course I will. Jim, where's Michael? He should be here by now.
I can't get hold of him.
What do you mean?
Well, he's not picking up.
Oh, I bet there's no signal. Oh, what am I going to say to Nick?
So, tell me, what is your name, please?
It's Penny Taylor.
Well, Penny, is Michael here now?
No, I'm sorry, we haven't been able to contact him.
Well, can't you phone the venue that he's at?
We don't know where he went, just that he had a meeting.
Is there anybody here that will know where he is?
No, I'm sorry. I have asked a couple of people, but they don't know.
Well, I can't stay here all afternoon. I'll tell you what, I've got to go somewhere else, so I'll come back later. Let's say 3 o'clock. He should be back by then, shouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he will.
Good. All right, I'll see you later. Oh, and don't let Michael go anywhere else, will you?
No. No, he'll be here.
I can't get hold of him. I phoned a couple of people, but he's not with them.
Oh, this is awful. Where is he?
Oh, there you are, Penny. I take it Michael is here now.
No, I'm terribly sorry, but he's not.
Well, where is he then?
I don't know. It's just not like him. Honestly, he's normally here.
So you said. So what do you suggest I do then?
Could you come back tomorrow?
No, I can't.
Ah, excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt, but... Well, I've heard there's been a bad accident on the island.
No.
Yeah, and it might be the reason Michael's been held up.
Oh, Jim.
Penny, that doesn't mean he's involved in the accident. It might just be that he's stuck in traffic somewhere.
What, for 4 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. As I say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I thought you should know. Look, I'm going to phone the hospital now.
Hello?
Hi, Penny.
Oh, Jim, what's going on? Have you heard from Michael yet?
Yes, he's in hospital, but he's okay.
What? Oh, for goodness sake, what has happened?
Listen, he's all right. I've been to St Mary's and he's fine.
Did you actually see him?
No, he was asleep, but they told me he was a bit shaken, but that was all.
Oh, thank God for that. What happened then?
It seems that a lorry lost control and crashed into 2 cars and... One of them was his.
Are you sure he's okay?
Yes.
And was everybody else all right?
Well, the lorry driver's fine, apart from some bruises. But the driver of the first car is more serious.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, you don't need to worry about Michael, okay?
But what about Nick? We'll have to contact him and
Penny,
say...
Penny, I've done that. All he was worried about was that everyone was all right. Nothing else.
Oh, Jim, what a dreadful day.
Yeah, I must admit I've had better.
So, will you go and see Michael tomorrow?
Yeah. Do you want to come with me?
Oh, I don't know. What about Nick? When's he going back?
Oh, Penny, he's gone already. He said he'd come back to the island in a few months' time.
Oh, all right, OK.
Look, I'll see you at work tomorrow, and then you can let me know what you want to do.
OK, well, thanks for phoning, Jim.
No problem. Look, I'm sorry it's so late. But I'm sure you'd want to know what was happening.
Oh, absolutely. No, I appreciate that.
All right. OK, good night, Penny.
Yeah, good night, Jim, and thanks again.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.